have a dry mouth, I don't know. I learned something this weekend that God showed me, and I know y'all know this. Let me get back to it. No, that's not it. Come on. No, it's not that. I'm sorry, y'all. It messed up on me. Oh, here it is. Here it is, here it is. Let's not get impatient. All right. And we all know 1 Corinthians 13:4-8. Pastor can even do it by heart. But it says, love as patient, kind, and not arrogant or rude or boastful. It also says, love does not envy or boast, does not insist on its own way. It's not irritable or resentful, does not rejoice at wrongdoing. Rejoices the truth, never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, endures through every circumstance. Amen. Says it suffers long, is kind, it does not envy, does not boast, or is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not their own. What I learned is when Paul was telling us about all that in Corinthians, he wasn't necessarily telling the people this is how you should be. He was talking about Jesus. Jesus is all those things. Jesus has never sinned. I know that blows my mind. I think I would like to go 2 hours without sinning. But, you know, that is what Jesus is. Jesus is kind. He's patient. He's loving. He's not boastful. And that's how we need to respect Jesus. You know, we need to respect. You know, there's so many people that think they can demand respect and get it. It's something earned. But Jesus died on the cross. That's the only thing he had to do for us to respect him. He is a holy God. He has never sinned and he never will sin. So although we need to be these things, because I always thought these were the fruits. Some of the fruits of the Spirit. There's other things that are fruits of the Spirit from the Bible. But we need to honor these things because that's what Jesus is. He is all those things I just read. He's perfect. And we need to humble ourselves and respect Jesus of who he is in our everyday living. Yes, these are examples that we should try to do. We should try to be patient. I'll tell you right now, I'm not a patient person. Anybody else in here like that? Dawn, yeah. It's hard to be patient, especially when you get frustrated and then you want to just calm down, calm down, calm down, and then it's just right there in your face. You go, hurry up and do this. Let's get this done. This is what we're talking. Paul was talking about that Jesus' love is an agape love. We cannot wrap our heads around that. We can't understand it. He has the agape love. It's an unconditional love. And each of us in this room have had conditions on our love for other people at one time or another. I guarantee you have. We want people to be a certain way. We want people to act a certain way. We get upset because people don't see things the way we do. We're not kind a lot of times. Things that we say and we can't take back. It's hurtful. And you need to forgive. And I get it, but when someone hurts you so bad, it's hard to forgive. But we ask Jesus to help us to forgive that person through his eyes. Do we forget? No. But does Jesus forgive us when we ask him to forgive our sin? Yes. So Paul was trying to explain this is how Jesus is. And this is how he wanted the churches to be. And this is how he wanted his people to be. And that's how we need to act. We need to act like those things. We need to love one another. But see, we put circumstances on people. We want people, like for pastors, for example, okay? David, when he was a pastor. Well, pastor didn't come out when, you know, my sister's husband was sick. Or pastor didn't call when so-and-so was sick or needed some help. Well, pastor didn't give us money when we really needed it. Everyone has this condition in their mind of how pastors should be able to do everything. Well, they can't. It's only one of them. So pastors have their lives. He's got God's life, what he's trying to do. And I'm not just trying to help you, Pastor, but I'm just saying we can't put our pastors up on pedestals. You cannot put preachers up on pedestals because they're human, they're going to make mistakes, and then you're going to get a bad attitude. One of my son-in-laws right now, his mother and dad, he's estranged from because all his life his dad was a preacher. And he would preach in the pulpit and do that, but in everyday life, they would judge people, you know, just terribly judge them and be ugly about it. And, you know, you can't profess that you're a Christian and then go out and do things and say things and make your life that you have of Jesus look bad. You can't do that. You can't put a Christian and a cross on your car and someone cuts you off and you slap the finger at them. You can't go out and profess things and then not act like it. You just can't do it. You can't do it. It hurts. And everybody out there, trust me, is looking at Christians. They want to tear you down. Well, I saw so-and-so smoking pot the other day. They want to tear you down. They're looking all the time for something. And a lot of church people are looking at their pastor, trying to find there's something he's doing wrong. It's just not right. Am I saying don't test out your pastor? If there's something he says and it doesn't really feel right in your spirit, pray about it. Look it up in the Bible. I honestly believe that whatever comes out of Pastor Packer's mouth is coming from God. That's just because I have trust and faith in him. And he knows a lot more than me. But, you know, we've got to quit putting these expectations on people. Especially spouses. Oh, my goodness. You know, me and David would fight all the time over that. Because he treated his church family and his peewee football family a lot different than he treated his own family. He would go to peewee football games and do things for those kids, but wouldn't come see his own, my kids that he brought up at their activities. Or he didn't do things for other people in the church. I mean, he would pay people's bills when it would make us broke. And we would argue, you are not going to put us in jeopardy. You know, you pray that God makes an avenue for them. You know, there's just things that, and I had expectations of him. You know, David, I want attention. Every woman likes attention. I want to be told, even if you have to lie, okay? Tell me I'm good looking. Tell me I'm pretty. Tell me I'm your everything. Just every once in a while, please. Well, I just wasn't brought up being affectionate and stuff. But yet, you know, people at church, they go and hug and, oh, I love you. I'm going, whoa, back up. Since we left, we get in an argument. I was never too kind of a man. But you can't live your life two ways, you know? You can't. I shouldn't have had expectations on him and expect that he's not going to make mistakes, okay? He loved the church, and I'm glad he did. I'm glad he loved y'all. A lot of people have died, you know, but he was a great man. But, you know, you have to take care of your family, too. And I know he wanted to take care of his church family, too. But there was just times that he would put us in jeopardy just trying to meet other people's needs. And you got to know what you're doing. You've got to take care of your own family. That's your nucleus. That's your cell right there. You got to know when to say no, and you got to know when it's okay to say yes. But you take care of your family, and then everything else will fall into place. So don't put any expectations. That's what the Romans did. You do this, you do that, you do this, you do that, and you're good. Well, nobody can do all those expectations. No one can. And if we don't communicate these expectations, if we don't communicate with people and tell them, hey, you know, I would pick out a time that I know Dave, especially after the Cowboys won, I would pick out a time, I go, hey, I need to talk to you about something, because he was happy. And I went, this is really bothering me. Oh, I'm sorry, I will try to be better on it. It was a good time. You can't just do it when y'all are in an argument. And then you go, you know what, because I don't know what it is about us women, but we can remember when you said something 20 years ago. We're supposed to forget all that, but we just got a good file system in our heads, you know. It seems like when we get hurt, it just cuts so deep in the heart that we don't forget all the time. But I'm getting off the subject here, I don't know why. Anyway, let's try to not put expectations on our kids, and he can't put high expectations on his church people, especially now because there's only six of us. You know, there's not a lot that he can ask out of us except to pray, to help out whenever we can, you know, do things. But we've just got to, because if the enemy can attack you at home and get you all riled up, get you frustrated, or you're angry or hurt feelings, then we go out and we say, how's your day going? Well, not very good if you just did what I had to go through, you know. And it is frustrating when you go and someone's checking you out and they're hateful. And then me and Kimmy always go, is there something we can pray for you about? No, I'm good. No, and I'm going, right there you need prayer, but you know, you don't say that. But, you know, we just gotta help one another out. If you're down a little, call somebody, text them. Hey, pray for me today. Please pray for me today. I texted Linda the other day, please pray for me today. I couldn't quit crying all day long. And I know she was praying for me because I was better. But let's try not to put expectations on each other. Let's just say, hey, you are good, and try to see all the good things that are there. But Paul was trying to tell us, this is Jesus. This is agape love. We cannot achieve agape love when we're on the earth. We will only get that when we get to heaven. But Jesus did. He had that agape love for us. And he still does. I mean, can you imagine just not ever, just unconditional love, you know, whatever you do? I can't imagine it. And that's why he's so happy when we repent. Not just keep doing what we're doing and asking forgiveness. He wants us to stop. So that's what God had on my heart. I thought he was talking about the church people. But God was going, no, this is showing you that this is how Jesus is. Because we can't have all those things. There is no way that we can achieve all those things and be in this world and be living. We can strive to do better. Every day, God, send me out as your vessel. Whatever you want me to do, to talk to somebody, pray with somebody, whatever it is, that's what I want to do. And that's what you got to do. We got to be disciples. It doesn't have to go, you better give your life to God or you're going to hell. You don't have to do that. You can just go up to someone, be nice and kind, and say, you know, blessings on you from our Father. Blessings on you. And it, you know, and people have to understand, most people that are not Christians, they think they have to give something up. Well, I have to give up my alcohol. I have to give up smoking cigarettes. I have to give up having all these girlfriends. I have to give up this and that. You go, no, you don't have to. And they look at you like, what? It's that the Holy Spirit takes those things away from you. What's the difference? The Holy Spirit takes those things and gives you other things. So let's try our best to have revival within ourselves this week. That's what God told me he wants me to do. I want to have revival in my soul. I want to be able to help bring people to the Lord. And that should be all of our quest. But more than that, please quit putting expectations on your kids, on your coworkers, on your boss, on the people that are driving in traffic. Let's just quit putting expectations on each other and just know that we all do things for a reason. It may not be the right reason, but let's just know that we each have issues of our own, okay? we don't know what somebody else is dealing with. Well, Chris didn't say hi to me today. She, you know, didn't compliment me today. She didn't tell me she loved me today. Well, it may be because I'm going through something and I just, it wouldn't come out. I couldn't do it because it was so much sorrowful. We got to know that people react differently when they have issues going on. And if you don't have any issues going on, check out your, I was going to say sobriety, that was wrong. Check out your Christianness to see if you are close to Jesus. Because our whole life is tests and trials. Just so he can keep creating us and making us more like Jesus. And I think all of us in here are mature Christians. I think that God is very proud of us. I know he's proud of us because there's few of us and we're not giving in. We're going to keep going forward until God has something for us, whether it brings another church in here that might need to come in to, you know, rent out, whatever it is. In Jesus' name, we're going to keep being faithful. And that's important, and just keep being faithful. And, you know, I'm real sensitive. I get my feelings hurt real easy, but God has shown me, no, wait, why are you getting your feelings hurt? This, he or she probably has this going on. I mean, we all have stuff going on. So we've got to be kind. We've got to be loving. We've got to be more Jesus-like. So, okay. Thank you, dear Jesus, that you are all of those things and that you never, never sin. Oh, my goodness. And thank you, Jesus, that you died on the cross. I am so sorry there's things that you died on the cross for me. But, Father, I just pray that you bless your son. Just bless him, Father, for all the torture he went through, all the nasty things that were said to him, all the spitting on him, all the thrashing on his back. Lord, all of the pain that he endured. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, that you gave your son for that. Sweet Holy Spirit, thank you that you are our comforter. But Father, even though you are a comforter, please help us to be convicted of our sins and help us to be in tune to what it is that you would like for us to change in our life. Father, we just come as a group today and we say this is the body of Bartimaeus Baptist Church. And we're here to do whatever it is or whatever it takes, Lord. We're not giving up. So I pray in Jesus' name that any curses that were spoken on this church, anything that was said that might have damaged feelings about this church in Jesus' name, any old traditions, we just come against that in Jesus' holy name, anything that's been spoken against Bartimaeus, Lord, that you would just break all of that in the blood of Jesus. For what Jesus did, we can cover all of that in Jesus' name. And we can bind the enemy, God. You gave us that power to bind the enemy, to stomp on the enemy. And we thank you for that power. I wish that we knew about that power a lot more than we exercise. But Lord, I'm glad that we have that power over us. That when the enemy comes against us, that we can say, lead me in Jesus' name. Satan, you and your demons, you lead me in Jesus' name. I'm not listening to your lies. I'm not going to fall for that right now in Jesus' name. So I just want this church to be free, kind, and loving. Lord, please just let things happen the way you want them to be. And we're going to be faithful until that day comes. In Jesus' holy name, amen.